So this area of Kent, it's between Canterbury and Whitstable. It's a quite a beautiful rural area. People might know it if they cycle along the Crab and Winkle Way, which is a very well-known cycle route. It's actually quite a tourist attraction. It takes you between Canterbury and Whitstable along what used to be the Roman Old Salt Road. So it's a very ancient historic pathway going through rolling hills, trees, ancient woodland, and it goes right through the middle of two really important nature reserves. One is RSPB Blean Woods, and the other is Thorndon Woods, which is a site of special scientific interest. In fact, both of those are. So it's a very important wildlife area with some rare species that actually don't live anywhere else in the UK, such as the fritillary butterflies. And it's just a very beautiful and important rural area with three villages that have their kind of distinct characters and three different communities.
What were your thoughts when you first heard about the plans for these homes?
I mean, to be honest, I, along with hundreds of people that live here, were really shocked. And part of that shock came from the lack of consultation with any of the local people. And I think it came as a shock, but also a sort of a disbelief, because for anyone who lives here, you looked at the plans and immediately you could see that they were not workable and they were not realistic.
As you mentioned, you started the campaign. How has that grown since you set up that group to fight against these plans?
I mean, it's been incredible, really. I was a very reluctant sort of organizer and chair of the group, but it came from really, dozens of people in the local community attending some of the parish meetings and all getting together and realizing that we all felt the same and we just really wanted to do something about it. And it's been amazing. You know, we've got more than 800 followers on our Facebook group. We've also got people on Instagram. We've got a mailing list of 700 people. And you can just see that there's this strength of feeling and people actually really coming together in a really positive way.
In case anyone wants to come along to the march, do you want to give a few more details on where they need to meet
Yeah,
with you?
so we're going to be gathering in Deyn John Gardens at 2 p.m. on Saturday. We're going to start with a few speeches and comments from Kent Wildlife Trust, CPRE Kent, they're the Council for the Protection of Rural England, and hopefully a couple of other sort of well-known local faces. We're then going to leave the gardens and walk through the city centre. We'll be going right up through the High Street and through past Westgate. And then we're going to go up the hill and across University Road onto the campus. Police and university campus have all been notified. It's going to be a wonderfully, you know, well-organized, safe demonstration. We hope that lots of families will come. We'll have music and bubbles and stickers and all that sort of thing. So it'll be a really fun afternoon, but with a serious message alongside it. And at the end of it, we'll be delivering a letter to the university's management team.